Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
How may we get your mom? This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Alright, so ma'am, this is a verification call for you that last night under your phone number, which is ending with 322, we have requested to charge you $299 for purchasing JB Hi-Fi gift card from eBay. So, did you authorize the payment, ma'am?
No, thank you.
Alright, so like, is there anyone in your family member who can do this purchase on your behalf?
No.
No. Alright. So this might be a completely case of a fraudulent charge. Some people from overseas might get your information somehow from the internet and they have done this to steal your money. Alright? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. There are some fraudulent people from overseas. They have your information and they want to like steal your money. So right now, what we need to do, ma'am, first of all, we have to register you for the cancellation and we are going to block that eBay account which is not yours, all right?
Okay.
All right. So could you please let me know, ma'am, that for going online, what are the online devices do you use? Like, do you go online with your cell phone, your computer, or your laptop?
My phone.
Your phone, right?
Yes.
Alright. On the cell phone which you are using right now, is that an Android one or it's an Apple iPhone?
Apple iPhone.
Alright. So now, ma'am, do a thing. Do you know how to put me on speaker?
Yes.
Yes, first of all, put me on speaker so that we can give you back the refund money of $299. Am I on speaker, ma'am?
Yes.
Alright. Now, do you know how to come back to your normal homepage?
Yes.
Come back to your normal homepage, ma'am?
Yes.
Now, ma'am, on your Apple iPhone, you do have an application which is called App Store. You need to open up the App Store.
Yes.
Have you find the App Store, ma'am?
Yes.
Alright, now ma'am, now look at the very right hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there. Look at the very right hand side bottom corner, ma'am.
Search?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on search.
Yes.
Now ma'am, type there letter A as an alpha.
What is it?
It's letter A, ma'am. A as an alpha.
Yes.
And ma'am, before that, could you please let me know that what network are you dealing with right now? Like, are you dealing with any Optus, Telstra, or Vodafone, something like that?
Optus,
that's great. Then ma'am, after that, letter N. N as in Nancy. Letter N.
Yes.
Then letter Y. Y as in yellow.
Yes.
Then letter D. D as in doctor.
Yes.
The letter E as an echo. Hello?
Aspen. Let me show you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Have you put letter D? Have you put that?
Yes.
The letter E as an echo.
Yes.
The letter S as in sugar.
Yes.
The letter K as in kilo. Now search for it, ma'am, and just do let me know what comes up on your screen, all right?
Any day.
Yes,
any
ma'am. Give a click on the very first option, any day default remote desktop. So let me tell you, ma'am, what is this application. This application will help you to get connected with our server, and we're going to secure your each and every information, and we will give you back the refund money of $299, all right?
Yes.
Now, ma'am, can you see any option which says get? Give a click on get.
Is it the first app?
Yes, ma'am. Give a click on the AnyDesk application, and after that, you will get to see in a blue color box which says get.
It says here RAPISYCOMPLIANCE wallet.
Sorry, come again.
What I've got here in front of me is RATISY space COMPLIANCE wallet.
Like, is it not installing you the app?
I haven't got it yet.
You need to install that application, ma'am. You need to install that application.
So I need to do this app?
Yes, ma'am. Like, have you clicked on that AnyDesk default remote desktop application, ma'am?
Oh, I'm getting the app now.
All right. Just do let me know when you finish installing, all right?
Yes. Yes.
Now open up the application, ma'am.
I have to sign up.
You need to give a click on open.
It's telling me to sign up.
It's telling you to sign up?
Yeah.
And can you see any option which says cancel? Can you see any option which says cancel, ma'am?
No.
It's telling you sign up, right?
Yes.
After installing that application, it's telling you to sign up, right?
Yes.
All right, just hold on for a second.
Yes.
And ma'am, could you please tell me that apart from the cell phone, like, do you have any computer or laptop with you?
No.
You don't have, right?
No.
And ma'am, like, do you do any kind of online banking? Like, do you do online banking, ma'am?
No.
You don't do online banking, right?
No.
Oh, right. And like, ma'am, do you remember the last available balance on your bank account?
Pardon?
Do you remember the last available balance on your bank account?
No.
Like, when did you last visit your bank?
I don't do my banking.
You don't do online banking. Like, could you please tell me, ma'am, that what was the last time, like, you check your balance, your banking balance?
I don't check my balance.
You don't check your balance. And, like, do you receive any kind of statements? Like, do you check your statements, ma'am?
No.
And ma'am, like, do you have any rough idea that what was the last available balance do you have in your bank account? Like, is it below 1,000 or it's above 1,000, something like that?
No.
You don't remember your, like, you don't have any rough idea, right?
Pardon?
You don't have any rough idea that what was the last available balance you have in your bank account, right?
No.
No. And ma'am, like, do you have any credit card or debit card with you? Like, do you have credit card? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm saying that. Like, do you have any credit card?
I have a debit card.
You have a debit card, but you don't have any credit card, right?
No.
All right, now just do one thing, ma'am. First of all, be handy with your debit card so that we can block your debit card from our eBay server, so that no other person can charge you, all right? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, be handy with your debit card, ma'am.
You want my card number?
No. I'm saying that be handy with your debit card, ma'am. Be handy with your debit card. You have
my bank card?
Right? Yes, ma'am, your bank card.
Yeah, what do you want?
Yeah, so be handy with your debit card so that we can block your debit card from our eBay server so that no other person can charge you again, all right? So be handy with your debit card.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying, ma'am, now listen to me very carefully, all right? What I'm saying is, be handy with your debit card so that we can block your debit card from our server so that no other person can charge you in future again, all right? So we're going to block your debit card from our eBay server. No other person can charge your debit card, all right? Did you get my point here, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes. So be handy with your debit card, ma'am. Be handy with your debit card.
Meaning my numbers?
First of all, be handy with your debit card so that we can block your debit card, all right? Did you get my point? Are you getting my point here?
Yes.